This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. It has a very complex, convoluted history, and it's going to change. For the first time since 1911, there will be no entrada to kick off the Fiestas de Santa Fe. The entrada, the reenactment of the return of Don Diego de Vargas to Santa Fe, in what some called a bloodless coup, has been removed after protests from Native American groups and a coalition involving the All Pueblo Council of Governors, the Archbishop, the Caballeros de Vargas, and the Fiesta Council getting together to try to calm things down. A new plan is in the planning. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Thomas Baca Gutierrez, president of the Caballeros, said that while the entrada is dead, the organization isn't, and they're working on a new event to replace it. Baca Gutierrez said the old entrada represented the day in 1692 when de Vargas returned to Santa Fe after being ejected 12 years earlier in the Pueblo Revolt. He says the new event will fill the same time slot and will focus only on Our Lady of Peace, the statue of the Virgin Mary that de Vargas brought to Santa Fe 392 years ago. De Vargas believed that the statue, which is referred to as Our Lady of Conquering Love, La Conquistadora, brought him back to Santa Fe after long prayer. Fiestas de Santa Fe was begun as a result of the return and has been a staple of Santa Fe and southwestern history since. More after this. Baca Gutierrez said he cannot describe the new event except to say much of it will be scripted, and they're working on it. Most of the questions asked by the Santa Fe New Mexican were unanswerable, since no decisions have been made. They did ask if Baca Gutierrez was concerned that the new event would generate protests. He didn't rule that out, but said they were trying to bring everyone together. He said, quote, "I don't see a reason why anybody would, but you never know. People don't agree with anything nowadays. Everybody is offended by everything," end quote. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Esteban Rael Galvez, the former state historian who worked with the coalition to come up with the agreement to end the entrada, is acting as a consultant to the Caballeros on the new plan. He said, quote, "I have been able to witness and participate in this monumental and transformative process of ending this 20th century invented tradition," end quote. Los Caballeros said in a press release, quote, "The decision to retire the entrada celebration came with a lot of friendly and continual dialogue, but ultimately it was determined to retire it for the sake that all cultures be united in honor of the peace that was achieved through Our Lady of Peace, La Conquistadora, the conqueror of hearts on that September day in 1692. Let's hope that says it all. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.